Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. For many, the string quartet represents the pinnacle of classical chamber music, but the string trio doesn't get the same respect. Few trios, in fact, have made their way into the standard chamber music repertory, Beethoven's Opus 9 trios, two Schubert trios, Mozart's E-flat Divertimento excepted. The Beethoven, Schubert, and Mozart trios are performed often enough, but a new recording from the Vivaldi Project asks the question, is this really all there is? Violinists Elizabeth Field and Alison Edberg Nyquist, together with cellist Stephanie Weil, answer that question with their 2016 release called Discovering the Classical Trio. The CD includes trios by some bigwigs of the 18th century like Haydn, Boccherini, and Bach's youngest son, Johann Christian. And then there are trios by lesser-known composers as well, Campioni, Cannabich, Cambini, and Giardini. Let's listen first to some of Boccherini's D major Trietti for two violins and bass. The players of the Vivaldi Project together create a sound with a satisfying core that, when coupled with a good measure of lightness and grace and clear attention to phrasing, give listeners lots to enjoy. An aside, Boccherini was a cellist, and it is the Vivaldi Project's own cellist, Stephanie Weil, who provides the thoughtful and accessible notes on the program that accompany this disc. Here's a bit of the catchy middle movement, Allegro con Spiritoso. You can hear Boccherini's youthful energy in this, one of his earliest trios from 1760. Boccherini was born in 1743, so do the math, he would have been about 17 when he wrote this. Haydn's contribution to classical chamber music by way of his string quartets is so well-founded that we often call him Papa Haydn, the father of the string quartet. His divertimenti a tre are somewhat less appreciated, so it's wonderful to hear one performed on this disc. Here's some of the opening dramatic adagio, handled with impressive assurance and spot-on intonation by violinist Elizabeth Field. For the last two trios on this recording by Giardini and Cambini, violinist Alison Edberg Nyquist trades up from the violin to viola. This violin-viola-cello formation not only lends a greater depth of sound than was had in the trios for two violins and bass, but it also signals a different type of composition in which melodic material is more evenly shared between each of the players. Here's a center stage viola moment in the third movement of Giardini's F major trio. If this podcast has piqued your interest in the Vivaldi Project, and if you would like to hear more from their recording, Discovering the Classical Trio, you'll find a link to it on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.